Chapter 16. Next was Willie. I knew he'd kill me if I let it go another minute. So Meg and I popped over one afternoon, shortly before he and I were due to leave on a shooting trip. Walking up to apartment 1A, under the huge arch, through the courtyard, I felt more nervous than I had before the meeting with Granny. I asked myself why. No answer came to mind. We climbed the grey stone steps, rang the bell. No reply. After a wait, the door opened, and there was my big brother, a bit dressed up. Nice trousers, nice shirt, open collar. I introduced Meg, who leaned in and gave him a hug, which completely freaked him out. He recoiled. Willie didn't hug many strangers, whereas Meg hugged most strangers. The moment was a classic collision of cultures, like flashlight, torch, which felt to me both funny and charming. Later, however, looking back, I wondered if it was more than that. Maybe Willie expected Meg to curtsy. It would have been protocol when meeting a member of the royal family for the first time, but she didn't know, and I didn't tell her. When meeting my grandmother, I'd made it clear, this is the Queen. But when meeting my brother, it was just Willie, who loved suits. Whatever, Willie got over it. He exchanged a few warm words with Meg, just inside the door, on the checkered floor of their hall. We were then interrupted by his spaniel, Lupo, barking as if we were burglars. Willie hushed Lupo. Where's Kate? Out with the kids. Ah, too bad. Next time. Then it was time to say goodbye. Willie needed to finish packing, and we needed to go. Meg gave me a kiss and told us both to have fun on our shooting weekend, and off she went to spend her first night alone at Knockcott. Over the next few days, I couldn't stop talking about her. Now that she and Granny had met, now that she and Willie had met, now that she was no longer a secret within the family, I had so much to say. My brother listened, attentive, always smiling thinly. Boring to hear someone besotted go on and on, I know, but I couldn't stop myself. To his credit, he didn't tease, didn't tell me to shut up. On the contrary, he said what I hoped he'd say, even needed him to say. Happy for you, Harold.